Blog Talk Radio.
I appreciate the name of the Lord. Wave your hands to God. Say, God, I'm grateful. Lord, you are worthy of our praise. Yeah. I just want you to begin to speak in other tongues wherever you are. Call him names that he is. Likadabanzi adabashata la bregedi adasata. You are Jehovah Nakodim.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jehovah Mekadishkim. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We praise you. We honor you. We glorify you for all that you have done for us, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You kept us today. You kept us last week. You kept us this week. Lord God, we owe everything unto you. Everything that we have, everything that we do, everything that we say, Lord God, to bring honor and glory unto you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for the open door, oh, Father. We thank you for the open door. We thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jehovah Meskodimiku. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Indra pada shira pata yai dai. Hamdara tujana pada tai. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Jehovah Melchizedek Kim. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Good afternoon, everyone. This is good evening. This is Pastor Carlos A. Ramos of your host, The Way, the Truth, and the Life Tabernacle, transmitting from Blog Talk Radio this evening on Sunday. As you know, every Sunday we deal with the Bible mysteries. Glory be to the Lord. And we've been dealing with the names or titles of God. Hallelujah, which we find in the Bible. And the only way that you can find these different names or titles in the Bible is you go back to your Hebrew Bible in the English translation, or you look up the different names of the Lord, hallelujah, in the Old Testament. Glory to the Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Some of the names that we have gone over already is El Shaddai, El Elyon, Jehovah Adonai, Jehovah Yahweh, Yahweh Jehovah, we would say that it's the same. Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Raha, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Shammah, Jehovah Sissinu, and today we're dealing with Jehovah Melchizedek. Glory, hallelujah. And we're going to be dealing with El Elam, Elohim, Ghana, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Sabbath, and I Am. And the last name that we're going to be looking into is Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. If you want to contact us, you could call us at 516-418-5944. Press number one to be connected to the studio. We encourage you to call your family, friends, and neighbors to join us here on Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. The Way, the Truth, and the Life Tabernacle is your host, and we're dealing with the Bible mysteries, names, and titles of God. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If you want to send an email to the church, you could mail it to wtltabernacle@gmail.com. Glory be to the Lord. That'll be WTLTabernacle@gmail.com. Glory to the Lord. If you want to call the pastor after the program is over at 8 o'clock p.m., that's on the Eastern Standard Time of here in the United States. We're down in Florida. Glory be to the Lord. The number is 772-626-3178. 772-626-3178. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Let me give you a little disclaimer and then a little itinerary. The disclaimer is that the songs that we play on this program do not belong to Pastor Ramos. They do not belong to Blog Talk Radio. They do not belong to the church, the Way, the Truth, and the Life Tabernacle. They belong to the individual artists and singers who brought forth the music. Glory be to the Lord. However, because we bought the albums, DVDs, or CDs, in it we have permission to use their songs. Glory be to the Lord. A little bit itinerary of the church before we go on. And that's it. Every Sunday at 7 p.m., we present the Bible Mysteries. Right now, we're dealing with the names and titles of God. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. And there's going to be a question asked of the audience there. If you could call Blog Talk Radio, 516-418-5944. Press number one to speak with the studio. The first-time callers will receive a beautiful, colorful, accordion-style type pamphlet of the tabernacle. It talks about the furnishings, the patterns of worship, the Ark of the Covenant, symbolisms that point to Jesus, the sacrifices in the tabernacle, the garments of the high priest. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. As you know, Moses and the Israelites went through the wilderness. Glory be to the Lord. And the tent or the tabernacle was also called the tent of meetings. It was also called the tabernacle of the congregation. And it was a temporary shelter. Glory, it was being able to take down and put up. And they followed the cloud by day. And as the cloud by day moved, they followed the cloud. If the cloud stopped, then they would rebuild the tabernacle and the furnishings that are in and continue their sacrifices. If the cloud by day moved, they would take down the tent and they would follow the pillar of cloud by day. Glory be to the Lord. So this is a very nice pamphlet. I will recommend that you keep it with your Bible. And when you go out and you're waiting to be called upon, you could take out your beautiful pamphlet that you carry with you. And what you do is you study the tabernacle and get acquainted with it and know what the tabernacle is all about. We know that after a while, David the king wanted to build a temple for God, but his hands was full of blood. He's a man of war. So God said, not you, but your son, Solomon, will build the temple for him. And Solomon built the first temple. And as we know, it was desecrated by Antiochus. Number four, he brought a pig and caused a lot of the Jews to eat it, and they desecrated the temple. The Maccabees revolted against them and was able to defeat the Greek government there, and the Romans took over and they were allowed to rebuild the temple. And when they rebuilt the temple, it was called the Second Temple. That's the temple that Jesus Christ ministered in. However, because the people were disobedient to God, in 70 AD, when they have revolted against the Roman army, the Roman government around 60-something, the 70 AD, Titus and his army came and destroyed the Second Temple. They desecrated the temple. They burned up Jerusalem and the temple. And since 70 AD, Israel as a nation do not have a temple. I know from growing up in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, and living amongst the Jewish people there, that some of them will sacrifice their chickens or whatever in the kitchens. But God does not accept that, brothers and sisters. those brothers and Jewish brothers and sisters that are listening. God does not accept that. The only place he accepts a sacrifice is at the temple, and he gives the proper ordinances, either ram, goats, or turtle doves and pigeons. He doesn't accept nothing else for your sacrifices. So it's something to think about. So 70 AD, they did not continue to do the sacrifice in the temple because Cyrus and his army defeated them and destroyed the temple and destroyed Jerusalem. And the Jewish people right now, they are cooperating to build the third temple. They have the red heifer, and they have the different furnishings that goes to the temple, and they believe that their Messiah, whom they're waiting for Messiah ben David and Messiah ben Joseph. Messiah ben Joseph will come to deal with himself as being tortured, as being sacrificed. And then Messiah ben David will come as a conquering Messiah. And that's what they're waiting for, the Messiah to come to rebuild the temple. And it's not going to happen that way, because somehow there's going to be someone that the Jewish people are going to accept. And they're going to make a covenant with the Antichrist for 7 years. And this Antichrist would agree with the covenant for them to rebuild the temple. And they will go on and do the sacrifices and whatever. But there comes a period of time of 3.5 years after the covenant that he will break the covenant. And he will do away with the sacrifice. He will try to change times. And he will sit in the temple as he's God himself. But the Jewish people will not accept it, at which time the Great Tribulation will begin, and he will have armies of the world to come against little Israel. And 2/3 of Israel will be destroyed. 1/3 of Israel, the remnant, will run to the mountains of Petra and be saved there when the true Messiah, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, comes back to rescue them. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. That's a little bit of a history regarding the temple there. If you are calling for second or third time or second and above, you will receive a beautiful, colorful breakdown of the Lord's Prayer. We call it the Lord's Prayer, but in reality, it's our prayer. When the disciples came to Jesus and they said, teach us how to pray, Jesus said, in Matthew chapter 6, 9 to 13, he said, when you pray, say, our Father, which art in heaven. And so we look at the prayer and broke it down to 12 rooms. Remember Jesus Christ said, I go to my Father's house. In my Father's house are many mansions. I go to prepare a place for you. Well, we did likewise here in the Our Father prayer. Regarding that, because God said in Isaiah 56:7 through the prophet, he said, my house will be called the house of prayer for all nations. 56:7 in Isaiah, glory be to the Lord. So we have 12 rooms in your personal house of prayer. We broke it down, and it's color-coded according to the messianic colors. Glory, and each room has a specific name for it. So if you call the station with the correct answer, and this is your second or above time right now, you'll get this beautiful breakdown of the Lord's Prayer. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. For those of you that missed our program last Tuesday for prayer, last Thursday for Bible study, we had a little technical difficulties on the air, and so we had to move everything 1 week ahead until the technical difficulties were corrected. Glory be to the Lord. So we've been checking the studio every day, and we were made aware that today everything is in order. So we're back with our Bible mystery. Sundays we do Bible mystery. We're dealing with the names and titles of God. Tuesday we have intercessory prayer at 7 o'clock. And Thursday, we have Bible studies. And the main subject in the Bible studies on Thursdays is what's next? What do we expect next? And we've been dealing with the rapture, and we've been dealing with the return of God. We're still dealing with the rapture. We broke it down into two sections. Hallelujah. And the time that we're looking at now in the rapture is very, very interesting. It's going to be our fifth time. The rapture will cause the Antichrist to be revealed. He cannot be revealed until the saints be taken out of the earth. And I believe that that's what we're going to be doing next, because we were not able to transmit it last week. If we did, then, and if it went to, then we're going to do with 186, the sixth version. The rapture will cause a great tribulation to begin. Glory be to the Lord. So which one would be? We have to do the research and see which program went through. If 185 went through, then we're going to go there. If it didn't go through, then that's what we're going to teach this Thursday. And we've been going through the rapture, and after the rapture, we're going to deal with the return of Christ. Now, a lot of people might say, but wait a minute, Pastor Ramos, there's no such thing, there's no word in the Bible as rapture. And I would say, and I would agree with you, in the English translation, there is no word rapture. And when you look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 17, it talks about being caught up. Well, that word caught up in the Greek is harpazo, which is another translation of the rapture. If you look at the Latin Vulgate, when it, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 17, it says rapimo, and that means rapture. Glory be to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. When you look at the Gideon Bible, before the King James versions, in the Gideon Bibles, when you read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, when it talks about in these modern days, you see a lot of words that the revelation of the son of perdition will not happen until there'll be a falling away first. Well, when you look at the Gideon, the word falling away is not found. The word that is found is departure, and that's talking about the rapture. So there'll be a departure first. Why did they change the word to falling away, rebellion? You have to understand, and you look at the history, how we got our Bibles. And during that time, the Catholic Church was dealing with the Reformation. So they were creating Bibles, contradicting the other person, the other people creating Bibles. The Geneva Bible is the one that was brought over by the Pilgrims, and Pocahontas and other Indians were converted to Christianity because of that Bible. And those are the Bibles that the Lord gave us the revelations of the word. So I would recommend, if you could get a hold of a copy of the Geneva Bible, 1599, the English translation, it was very readable, and that's what you will read. I love the King James Bible, but there's some words there that because of the Catholic Church trying to run everything and doing their own Bibles, like the Bishop's Bible, like the Great Bible, the Family Bible, you know, they say some things in there that it overturns what the King James Version says. So, you know, I deal back with the Geneva Bible before the Catholic versions, before the King James Version. That way I get the true words of the Hebrew and the Greek as it was translated in the English, the Geneva Bible. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. At this time, we're going to begin our program, The Bible Mystery, Names and Titles of God. Today, we're dealing with Jehovah Melchizedek King. And it's hard sometimes for some people to pronounce it, but all you have to do is go to your website, go to your phone, and get the proper pronunciation of that name. Jehovah. We know Jehovah stands for the Lord God. God who's ever existent. Hallelujah. But what does Melchizedek mean? What does it mean? And if you come up with the correct answer, like I said, you will win one of the prizes. It's free. the church will mail you out the free one. Where can we find it? Well, we find it just in two places in the Old Testament. There's no other place in the Old Testament. There's no place in the New Testament. It's just in the Old Testament. The first place we find it in Exodus 31, 12 to 14, Leviticus 20, 7 and 8. And we're going to read both of them so you could hear the word and see what it says there. Why was God called Jehovah Melchizedek? Because as the one who sanctifies his people Israel, he made them holy and set them apart as his own. That's why he was called that name. So glory be to the Lord. So let's go on to Exodus 31, 12 and 14, and let's see what it says. And the word of God says like this, Exodus 31, 12 to 14. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, speak thou also unto the children of Israel, saying, verily, my Sabbaths you shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that you may know that I am the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'm not going to say the last verses there because that'll give away the answer. 14. You shall keep the Sabbath before... You shall keep the Sabbath, therefore, for it is a holy unto you. Every one that defileth shall surely be put to death. For whosoever doth any work therein, thou shalt have cut off from among his people. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to say a little, I want to interject something here, and that is for my brothers and sisters who have been born again. I've heard that a lot of people believe that the Lord's Day, the Sunday, is our Christian Sabbath. That's not true. Hallelujah. There is a denomination out there, the Seventh-day Adventists, that believe the Sabbath day they have to keep. That's not true. You don't find that in the Bible. The Bible says Jesus Christ himself said, I am the Lord of the Sabbath. So Lord is master, is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He, whatever was said then was said to the Jewish people. It was not said to the Gentiles. The Gentiles did not begin to be part of the church until Acts chapter 2. So this verse from Exodus that we read, and the one that we're going to read from Leviticus, was designated to the Jewish people when they were walking in the wilderness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So our day of praising God, worshiping God, is Sunday, the first of the week. Why? He resurrected. But we don't say that it's the Christian Sabbath. That, no, we're not going to do that. We're not under the law. Jesus Christ delivered us, redeemed us from the curse of the law. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. For those of you that want to worship on a Saturday, I'm not going to say, no, you cannot do that. Paul said it in his letters. Someone prefers one day than the other. So, you know, when you worship God truly from your heart, you worship God. But don't let it be a legalism. Don't let it be something that you've been caught up in because of legalism from the past. We are not subject to the laws of the Israelites. That's the Jewish people who followed the law. Thinkly, they're supposed to follow 613 laws. The word of God says if you break one, you broke them all. So my brothers and sisters, don't come up with an excuse that you are a Seventh-day Adventist and there is a Saturday that you do, the Sabbath day that you miss because you're doing something else. Right there, you are violating the law of God. You're putting yourself under the law of God. You know, if you put yourself under the law of God, then you have fallen from grace. That's what the Bible said. So you can't have it both ways. You can't have it the law one day and grace another. You can't have it that way. You're either under the law and you're going to do the whole 16 and 13 laws, or you're under the grace, where we believe Christ fulfilled the law. He came to fulfill the law, and he set us free, and he broke down the partition that separated the Jewish people from the Gentiles, which was the law, signified by the veil in the temple was broken in two. So we're not under the law, brothers and sisters. We're not under that. Jesus Christ is our Savior, our Lord, our King of Kings. He's the Lord of the Sabbath. So we celebrate our day of the Lord every day. Today is the day that the Lord has redeemed us. Today is the day of salvation according to the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. We celebrate Sunday because he resurrected on that Sunday. He defeated sin, death, and hell. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's go on to the second place where we find the word Jehovah Kedem. Hallelujah. And it's found in chapter 20 of the book of Leviticus. And it's found in verse 7 and 8. It says, sanctify yourself, therefore, and be ye holy, for I am the Lord your God. And ye shall keep my statutes and do them. I am the Lord, blank. I am the Lord, Melchizedek. Melchizedek. And those are the two places where you're going to find the name that we found, Jehovah Melchizedek. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Why was God called Jehovah Melchizedek? Because as one who sanctifies his people, Israel, he makes them holy and set them apart for himself. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Let me read a little excerpt from the studies of the names of God. It says, Jehovah Melchizedek. And it gives the answer to the question, but I'm not going to read that part. They're quoting from Exodus 31:13, speak also to the children of Israel, saying, surely my Sabbath you shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you. And you notice he said between me and you. So that's the Jewish people. It's not the Gentiles. Throughout your generation, that you may know that I am the Lord, who I am, Jehovah Melchizedek. Hallelujah. In the Old Testament, Jehovah Melchizedek occurs only two times. The first one is used in Exodus 31:13. Jehovah Melchizedek in the Septuagint, Kairos had Hegazim Hamas, hallelujah, meaning and the derivation Jehovah is translated as the existing one or Lord. The chief meaning of Jehovah is derived from the Hebrew word hala, meaning to be or to exist. It is also suggested to become or specifically to become known. This denotes a God who revealed himself unceasingly. Melchizedek derives from the Hebrew word kadesh, meaning sanctified, holy, or dedicated. Sanctification is a separation of an object or person in the dedication of the holy. When the two words are combined, Jehovah Melchizedek, it can be translated as the Lord who set you apart. Further reference of the name Jehovah Melchizedek in the Old Testament is Exodus 31:13, Leviticus 20:8. The natural meaning and intent of the Sabbath, by the declaration of which God puts an honor upon it and teaches us to value it, derived things are here said of the Sabbath. It is a sign between me and you, Exodus 31:13, and again, Exodus 31:17. The institution of the Sabbath was a great instance of God's favor to them, to the Jewish people, and a sign that he had distinguished them and set them apart for himself and his service. Otherwise, he would not have revealed to them his holy Sabbaths to be the support of religion among them. Or he may refer to the law concerning the Sabbath, my Sabbaths, that you may know that I, the Lord, do sanctify you. Note, if God, by his grace, incline our hearts to keep the law of the fourth commandment, it will be evidence of a good work wrought in us by the Spirit. I've sanctified God's day. It's a sign between him and us that he sanctified our hearts. Hence, it is the character of the blessed man that 6 days and rested the seventh day, and so distinguished from other nations, while having first lost the Sabbath, which was instituted to be a memorial of a creation, by degrees lost the knowledge of the Creator and gave the honor to the created in which was due to him alone. It is holy unto you, Exodus 31:14. That is, it is designed for your benefit as well as for God's honor. The Sabbath was made for man, or it shall be accounted holy by you and shall so be observed, and you shall look upon it scourgery to profane it. It is a Sabbath of rest, holy to the Lord, Exodus 31:15. It is separated from a common use and designed to the honor and service of God. And by the otherwise of it, we are taught to rest from the worldly pursuits and the service of the flesh, and to devote ourselves and all we are have can do to God's glory. It was to be observed throughout their generations in every age for a perpetual covenant, Exodus 31:16. This was the one of the most lasting tokens of covenants which was between God and Israel. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This was the covenant between God and Israel. It wasn't a covenant with the Gentiles. We did not bear yet. But we know that in Jesus Christ, he is our Jehovah Melchizedek. Hallelujah. Because he set us apart from the world, in that he come into our heart, he cleanses us from our sins, and the Holy Spirit comes and seals us until the day of redemption. Glory. In the Old Testament, they had the Sabbath to follow. In the New Testament, we have the Holy Spirit who seals us until the day of redemption. Glory be to the Lord. Jehovah Melchizedek. What does it mean? Where can we find it? We find it in Exodus 31:12-14. And Leviticus 20:7-8. Why was God called Jehovah Melchizedek? Because as one who sanctifies his people Israel, make them holy and set them apart as his own. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. So sometimes, you know, you understand why did God choose the Jewish people? He chose them because he loved them, because he set them apart. They were the only ones who believed in the one and true God. Hallelujah. All others were pagans. They were worshiping other gods, the sun god, the moon god, the stars, the planets, everything. Even today, you have about 4,200 different type of religions. But there's only one empty tomb. That's Jesus Christ's empty tomb. That's a born-again Christian who has accepted Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior. So you might ask, Brother Ramos, what is being born again? Well, all of us have been born by our natural mother and father. We have been birthed through the canal, the birth canal. And we took on our mother and father's nature, the human nature, which is the flesh. But when you trace it all the way back, that's the Adamic nature. And the Adamic nature, as you remember, was cursed because they disobeyed God. So the earth was cursed, the flesh was cursed, the grounds was cursed, everything was cursed. But Jesus Christ came and he took away the curse. And that's why we're not under the law. But what happened was we was born once in our flesh. But God, Jesus said in the Gospel of John chapter 4, God is a spirit. And the days are coming and now is when the true worshipers will worship God in spirit and in truth. Well, what happens is we ask God to forgive our sins, ask God to cleanse us and ask God to wash us and ask God to come into our life. And we accept Christ as the Lord and Savior and we are born from the Spirit. So the things of God are not a nuisance to us. It doesn't bother us no more. The things of God are something that we desire. And we know that one day we're going to be with him because he promised us that one day we are going to be with him forever and ever. So we move from the flesh, which is temporal, which is corruptible, which is cursed. We move to the by faith in Christ Jesus and obedience to God. And when we do that, God said he gives us eternal life. As a matter of fact, one of the beautiful verses that most people in the world know and they repeat is the Gospel of John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. There you have it. So if you want everlasting life, you have to do away with the problem of sin. Sin, according to Isaiah 59, 1 and 2, sin is what separates us from God. And sin could be anything that is not pleasing unto God, lying, stealing, idolatry, adultery, you know, not being obedient to our parents, using God's name in vain. You want to know what God is looking at? Well, look at the Ten Commandments. And you could find that in Leviticus chapter 19:20. You'll see the Ten Commandments are spelled out there and in the New Testament as well. And we have to do that. We ask God to cleanse us from our sins, past, present, and future, commission, omission sins. And we ask God to come into our heart, to cleanse us, to wash us with the precious blood of the Lamb. Even today, the Jewish people celebrate the Passover. They were in Egypt as slaves, and one Pharaoh's heart was hardened. He would not let them go. And God said that in this night, the firstborn will be required of them. And he instructed the people through Moses to put the blood of the Lamb on the posts and the lentils. And when the death angel came, he will pass over the house and they will be saved. Hallelujah. Because they did. They were obedient to God's word. And sure enough, they celebrated the Passover because that night, all the firstborn died, even the son of Pharaoh. But those Jewish people who had the blood and the lamb on the doorposts and the lentils, they had no death in their family. They were able to eat the Passover meal, and they were able to leave Egypt because Pharaoh let them go. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And so we are destined to die and go to hell. We have a death sentence, but God sent his son, and his son died on the cross. He shed his precious blood for you and I, and he paid the price, the atonement for our redemption. And when we believe that, when we ask God to forgive us of our sins, and we accept Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior, we become born again because we are now dedicated. We give our life over to God, and we ask him to be the Lord and Master and King of our life. And we pray, we study the Bible, and we seek God. And by his Holy Spirit, he directs us, he guides us into all truth and to church where we're going to grow spiritually. And God uses us to reach others who don't know him, who are in darkness, because now we've become the light of the world. Christ is in us, the light of the world, the hope of glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. So we are saved in Christ Jesus. That's right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Because Christ was the obedient one, the witness. He fulfilled the law that we could not do. We could not fulfill the law. We were man most miserable. We was man cursed. But Christ came and took the curse away because he died on the cross. And the Bible says, cursed is him that hangs on a tree. And Jesus Christ did that for us. He died on the cross, but he was buried. And then he resurrected on the third day, according to the scriptures. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to the Lord. So Jesus Christ is our Jehovah Melchizedek Dishkim. Hallelujah. Because of what he has done on that cross. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He lived a life, sinless life, and they accused him of everything. Blasphemy. They accused him of different things, and they put him on the cross, and they had whipped him 39 times. They shred his body. They put the crown of thorns on his head. They punched him. They pulled his beard. They spat on him. And they put a robe on him, mocking him. And they caused him to carry the beam up to Golgotha. And in Golgotha, Jesus Christ laid his life down. He was nailed to the cross in his wrists and his feet. He was lifted up. Just like the serpent, the bronze serpent that Moses lifted up in the wilderness, Jesus Christ was lifted up. Hallelujah. And he was there. And one of the thieves that were on the cross asked Jesus to remember him when he comes in his paradise. And Jesus took time out from his own death. And he told the thief, this day you will be with me in paradise. The other thief mocked Jesus, and he died like that. He died without Christ. But the other thief that asked for forgiveness when he left his body, he was with Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And Jesus went to the underworld. He preached to those disobedient spirits. Hallelujah. He was buried in the tomb of Joseph of Arimathea where nobody else was buried. And on the third day, according to the scriptures, we have the Roman soldiers, we have the Jewish soldiers, all witness the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And where Mary went with the other ladies to anoint his body, the stone was rolled away. Hallelujah. Jesus had resurrected. When they looked inside, she ran. After she had the conversation with the angel, she ran to the disciples. And we understand from the writings that John and Peter ran to the tomb, and John was there first, and he saw the linen cloth. Peter came afterwards, and he saw the linen cloth. They went in, and they saw the napkin folded in a corner by itself. Hallelujah. Jesus had resurrected. And on the way to their house, in the road to Emmaus, Jesus Christ appeared to them, and he was asking them about what happened. And they said, are you the only one in Israel that don't know what happened, how they crucify the man of God, the prophet? And he went inside with them to the home, and Jesus broke bread and blessed it, and they recognized who he was, and he disappeared from them. And when the two disciples went back and told the other disciples, Jesus came through the wall, came through the door, and he appeared to them, and he says, peace be unto you. Hallelujah. At that time, Thomas was not there, but Jesus Christ appeared to the other disciples that were there, the other 11, the other 10, and he told them who he was and what happened. Hallelujah. He ate with them. Hallelujah. Thank you. The week after, Thomas was there, and Jesus reappeared, and he said to Thomas, put your fingers here, put your hands here, and Thomas felt the Lord, and he says, my Lord and my God. And Jesus tell him, you believe because you've seen, but blessed are those that believe and have not seen. You and I, brothers and sisters, have not seen Christ in the flesh. We don't know him by the flesh. We know him by the spirit when we're born again. Glory be to the Lord. And he promised, he told the disciples to go out and preach this gospel to all nations. And he promises us that one day, hallelujah, he would descend from heaven. God will bring with him those who have slept before us. And when he comes with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, The dead in Christ will resurrect first. Glory be to the Lord. We that remain shall be caught up together with them in the air, forever to be with the Lord in the air. And he will take us back to his Father's house where he's at. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father right now. And we're going to be sitting with him. We're going to celebrate the Lord's meal. We're going to celebrate the Lord's supper. We're going to celebrate the marriage feast of the Lamb. Glory be to the Lord. And we're going to come back with Jesus to rescue Israel as the army of God with the holy angels. Glory be to the Lord. And when Jesus comes back, remember, when we went up, we went to the clouds. So Jesus did not put his feet on the earth. But this time when he comes, when he returns, he's going to put his feet on Mount Olivet. Hallelujah. There will be a great earthquake. That mountain will split in two, and water will gush out and heal the Dead Sea. And Jesus will go to Petra. He will rescue Israel. All Israel will be saved because they're going to recognize he is Yeshua HaMashiach, Jehovah Meskadum, King. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to the Lord. And if you want to call the studio, it's 516-418-5944. Press number 1 to speak with the host. I want to thank everyone who comes to the radio station, those of you who are in the other side of the world, in Europe. I know it's dark here at night over here, and over there it's beginning to be daytime, and you listen to the archives. I want to thank you. The Lord be with you. The Lord raise you up and lead you in the right direction. And I want to thank God that you're telling others about this program. You're telling others about Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Those of you in Europe, in Bangladesh, remember Pastor Sarkar, S-A-R-K-A-R, and Evangelist Sarkar. They're over there dealing with the homeless and the widows. And we support them, and we pray for them, and we keep them lifted up before the God, knowing that all will be well. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So Jehovah Melkat Kikim, what does it mean? What does it mean? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Jehovah Melkat Odeskim. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'll spell it for you. M-E-K-O-D-D-I-S-H-K-E-M. Jehovah Melkadosh Dishkim. Hallelujah. What does it mean? And you call Block Talk Radio at 516-418-5944. Press number 1 to speak with the host. Be connected to the studio. And you give your answer there, and you will receive a beautiful accordion-style pamphlet of the tabernacle. Glory be to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tuesday, as you know, we're going to have intercessory prayer. And on Thursday, we will have our Bible study. And all is at 7 o'clock. Hallelujah. Next Sunday, we're going to have our other name that we're going to be dealing with is L Olam, O-L-A-M, L Olam. And we're going to study what that is and what do we learn. You know, why was God called L Olam? What does it mean? And where we could find it in the Old Testament. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, don't forget that you could find name Jehovah Melchizedek, Melchizedek, Exodus 31, 12 to 14, and Leviticus 27 and 8. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. God is good. And if you heard the message, and before you go to sleep, if you don't know the Lord, just talk to the Lord, humble yourself, ask God to cleanse you from your sins, ask him to come into your heart. That way you could be part of the body of Christ. And when Christ comes to rescue Israel, and before that he comes to call his church, that you could be part of the number. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We want to thank the Lord for his goodness. We want to thank the Lord for his faithfulness. We want to thank the Lord for his word. We want to thank the Lord for his son, Jesus Christ, for his Holy Spirit, who guides and directs us in all truth. Hallelujah. And until Tuesday at 7 p.m., where we have our intercessory prayer, I pray the Lord will be with you and the Lord will bless you and be gracious unto you. That the Lord lift up his standard against the wiles of the enemy, that the Lord lift up his face and comfort you and give you peace. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, we glorify you. Pray, keep us in your prayers, we keep you in our prayers. The Lord be with you. Amen.